Hello. Everybody. I've been just listening to Purple Rain. Let me try and get that output up a little higher. I'm gonna be a little risky today. Hi, I'm Owen Benjamin. You may have recognized me, apparently, by the way I'm dressed, from the 1880s. Oh, by the way, great show today. People keep asking me to address Eric Nimmer and his stolen valor accusations. I'm going to address that today. I'm also going to address, there's other really good stuff I was going to talk about. Like, trust me, there's solid stuff. But first, a word from our sponsors, you guys. So hit the like button and share and comment. PayPal.me/feedthebear if you want to, contribute. Why is it so important I don't have sponsors? Why is it so important that I don't have a network? Because Joe Rogan, he looks like a human toe slash thumb. One, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war, and he is losing. He's sponsored by George Soros and Jack Dempsey. He's sponsored by Twitter and 23andMe, and so it's affected the way he speaks. He speaks like a complete asshole. And he has to toe the sodomy lobby. I didn't mean toe as an insult to him because I know that he does feel uncomfortable looking exactly like a human toe. So I don't take any brand sponsorships, no money, except from you guys. And if you don't have it, don't give it to me. I'm doing fine. But there's many forms of currency, like hitting the like button, subscribing, becoming a member for the chat. Today it's open chat day. I'm gonna start doing Manic Mondays because as much as I can't possibly be living in an echo chamber because the entire world's narrative in my country of America, I disagree with most of it. Universities, media, commercials, Hollywood, whatever they're talking about at Starbucks, I'm on the outside of that always. But that being said, once a week I like to bring in the trash. And just make sure that I'm immune. You know, make sure there isn't any ideas floating around that I can't handle. And just let myself just get lambasted with garbage, you know? It makes you I think that's why I never got sick as a comedian, because I would shake thousands of people's hands, and my immune system is basically the opposite of AIDS. Let me address a couple things. Someone in the comment section was wondering if I was bringing up AIDS a lot because of some psyop or some shit. No, I just think it's insanely funny and it's not a threat to you at all. It was completely exaggerated. I was just making fun of Freddie Mercury and it stuck. Someone else was asked me if I've been throwing up Baphomet signs, which is this to show my allegiance with Satan. Normally I would find that person insane and possibly schizophrenic, but not anymore because I know the world is run by symbols and there's all kinds of this weird shit going on. But no, growing up, this meant rock and roll, and I still have that in my physical vernacular. But I'm trying to not do it as much because now I realize it's associated with Satan, which is an actual thing, apparently. So that's just that. No, I'm showing I have no allegiance whatsoever to Lucifer, son of the morning. I'm gonna take that. Okay, so anyway. I'm gonna put this Purple Rain song has been so it's just been ingrained in me all week, and I just want to talk a little bit about this song, and then also Prince, fascinating little bastard. He breaks all my heightist thoughts about how short people can't amount to anything. He was like 4'10", most likely the product of incest, but a genius, like an absolute genius. Jehovah's Witness, wicked Christian, haunted. Haunted. We'll talk about it in a second. Me check out the audio. Cause you any sorrow. never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted to one time see you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only want to see you bathing in the purple rain. I never wanted to be your weekend lover. I only want to be some kind of friend. Baby, I could never steal you from another. It's such a shame that our friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
And,
purple rain, purple rain. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. I know, I know, I know times are changing. Purple rain, purple rain.
All right, so let's talk about some stuff. So Prince, he had a son. You know, Prince is most likely a product of incest. And so just like there's some incest cases and some cases of autism, I read this book called Born on a Blue Day, where their brain is circuited in a weird way where they can like really, really be really good at something and they see the world just completely different. And it reminded me of I Want to See You Laughing in the Purple Rain, reminded me of the book Born on a Blue Day, where this dude was like, oh, it's a blue day. And some of these people are capable of doing things that none of us can fathom, but they're haunted, you know. Prince was, his real name was Prince, and he was born Seventh Day, whatever, and his mom was crazy, and they kicked him out when he was a young age. He was very lonely guy. I relate a little bit to that song, you know, the, what's the line? I never wanted to be your weekend lover. I only wanted to be some kind of friend. It's like one of the first jokes, the joke that made Adam Sandler think I was funny back when I was like 24, was I was opening for Nick Swardson, and I said, you know, I'm not very good at one-night stands. Like the next day, a girl will be like, what do you want to do for breakfast? And I'm like, what do you want to do for Christmas? And he was laughing at that. Like, I thought women were kind of vampiric in a certain way. Like, I was very focused on comedy and having, you know, like writing and just being with my buddies and working hard at becoming a comedian. And women seemed that, like, when I liked a woman, they'd always want me to, like, not go out every night to do stand-up. And I always thought that they were vampiric, but I missed, I really was lonely. I really missed companionship. So I was the type of guy that wasn't into just, like, being like, oh, I got my dick sucked. I'd be like, yeah, yeah. I mean, we had sex and everything, but, man, it was like, we had a great day. You know, we went to the zoo. It's like, are you going to call again? No, no. But I felt human for a day. And I felt like there was a little bit of that in there. And if you haven't experienced it, it sounds like a weird brag, which it's not. It's actually hooking up with a lot of girls is actually a very lonely existence. But some people, and then you find people that you can just be friends with. But people on the extreme ends of the height curve, you know, I'm pushing 6'8". He was about 4'5". You know, he still towered over Joe Rogan, but you know, people treat you weird when you're either super tall or super short. Wasn't Prince mixed? I think his parents were brother and sister, to be honest with you. Let me check and see. Is my camera working and everything? Because I can play a video and fix. Is my camera, is everything working? Is that background real? Yeah, this is my actual yard. I built that whole fence. Joe Rogan is funnier than Owen. I mean, I'm not going to ban you. I want people to know that these people exist. No, that's provably false. It's just provable. Put me in front of a crowd. Put Joe in front of a crowd. People would look at Joe and go, oh, my God, that's a human thumb talking. And in front of me, they'd go, ha, 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 ha. Like, if I was doing a set, they'd go, ha, 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 ha. If Joe did, they'd be like, oh, my God, what is that thing? Is it real? It just scurried under my chair. Did you build that fence? Yeah, every stake, baby. Every stake. That's the dog area where you see that fence going this way because it keeps going that way. It keeps going that way. That's just the dog area that I built with a... man, if you could see the trees. The trees are epic, too. I wonder if I can... I'll show you some other time. I'm surrounded by like 200-foot just legendary trees. It's a beautiful place to live. And Joe what? Joe Rogan responded to Jack Dorsey. You guys have no idea. Enjoy the chat. And become a member if you want to be a part of the real chat where it's all the garbage is taken out. But yeah, Joe saw he had 50,000 thumbs down. So let me show you what that looks like. All right, where is let's just start talking about what we're talking about here. That's my dog, George. I realize he's just, I would not want to fuck with George. He's like ripped. And he was looking at our trees. You see in the very distance? Oh, yeah, all that fence, all different part of the land. And yeah, I put in all that fence. That's what I do during the day. Joe Rogan clips his forehead with a toenail clipper. I build fences. I'm not trying to like attack Rogan. I know I don't like when people do it to me where they just focus on me and mock and mock. But he's a real piece of shit, you know? And I am going to address the Eric Nimmer thing. I was the last person to realize that he was lying about his military service. I believed him the whole time. I recently have found out that he was lying. We're going to talk about that completely. And I wish him the best. You know, it's... live in a world with lies in it is really bad, you know? And you just can't get out. I was waiting for him to come clean with me. He never did. Because that's something you can forgive. Let's just talk about Eric Nimmer real quick. People, one of the reasons I didn't even look into it is because he's a friend. And I don't, I'm very trusting. Until I'm not. And then I'm an asshole. It's kind of like how Stefan Molyneux once described Europeans. It's like they're really welcoming and really mellow and friendly until they're not. And then they'll kill everybody. You know, I come from a culture based on trust and, you know, camaraderie. You don't always just... Hang on. Why the hell would you wish him the best right after finding that out? I'm getting to that. Do you want to get banned for life? Because he's in a world of hell. Listen, okay. It's one of the reasons me and Crowder had a little bit of tension like last month. You got to understand how I found out all this. So for a lot of you guys that don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So here's a sketch that I came up with, and then me and Crowder wrote about Kavanaugh. Or did I came up with the idea? Crowder wrote the script. Crowder's an extremely talented writer, by the way. And Nimmer's in this. I recommended him to everybody. I was getting his career going. You know, he's a little black guy that introduces me on the last several of my specials. And I slept on this. A few days ago, I didn't get 1 minute of sleep thinking about this. I didn't just react. I didn't just get on, because you have to learn from your mistakes of the past, you know. I was like, take some time or else you'll just make it racial. You know, I didn't just fire up the live stream and just go crazy like I have in the past. I slept on it. I tried to learn. I'm disappointed in him. Yeah, we'll talk about it though. It's a lesson for everyone to. I feel bad for Nimmer. Still funny as heck. Me too. It's such a waste. And for those of you being like, oh, a stolen valor, dude. Donald Trump banged Stormy Daniels while his wife was like pregnant. Like, if anything, lying about serving in the military just shows how cool the military, how much respect those guys get. It's like lying and saying you're a firefighter, a cop, or, you know, this is the thing. It's like, he with no sin cast the first stone, you know, and all of us have done something as bad or worse than lie about being in the military. But people always forget the next part of that part of the Bible where it's like, and don't sin anymore, like come clean. Like when you live in truth, when you live like a clean life and you have to come clean, you have to come clean at your own expense. You can't just say everybody sins, so nihilism. That's what the first part of that is. But the second part is like, and now you're free from sin. Like now you don't sin anymore. And you really can wash yourself clean of it. And I was waiting for him to take that jump with me and just say, hey man, listen, I made a big mistake. I would have forgiven him in a fucking heartbeat. He just never did. It's lies become more lies, become more lies. But let me just tell you this. All right. So this is, he's talented. He's a good guy. He's funny. He's great to be around. He's tough. That's why it's so tragic and so pointless. And this is why it's something we're talking about. And I didn't want to even include my personal life in a lot of this stuff, but we are public figures. Like I publicly back Nimmer. The people that discovered this are vile pieces of shit. So that's one reason why I didn't even want to look into it. That's one of many reasons. But as time went on, more and more people that have no skin in the game and really care about me were like, buddy, you got to look into this. Like 4 active tours by 29 and law school and being captain and transferring to the army. Like he's lying, dude. Like, and people were looking at me like, and I was like, no, he's not, dude. Fucking Nimmer. You know, I'm loyal until I'm not. And then I'm like, okay, time to come. Time to talk about it. I made sure that my temper was down. I made sure that I was reflective. I prayed, you know, and I'll show you why I really do wish him the best, because it's just sad. And he didn't attack anybody. He didn't, you know, like President Trump, look at how quickly people forgave him for banging Stormy Daniels. I don't care. He's the president. He's not even my friend. He's just like a guy doing a good job, in my opinion. But like, cheating on your wife is so much worse than saying you were in the Marines. Like a woman that is like carrying your baby, you're like fucking a porn star, you know, watching Shark Tank. It's like, all right, so anyway, I'm not saying that to condemn Trump either. I'm saying like all you people out there that are like, I cannot believe that a man would, it's, come on. We all know people that have cheated on their wives, that have stolen from their job, that have done all kinds of shit. It just is. All right, so why? This is a great sketch, and this is why I feel bad for the guy. This is what he's losing out on.
Can you identify?
This is about Kavanaugh.
Who raped you?
Most certainly would. Right yonder.
Tom, would you stand up, please? Let's have a good long look at you. Tom, would you catch this, please? Well, then, good enough for me.
Okay.
Probably guilty. I rest my case.
Can I sentence you, too?
Wait, Mr. Spencer, I raped that girl. I didn't.
Now, hold on, everyone, hold on. Just hold on. Are you certain this is the man who raped you?
Sure as he's black as pitch!
Well, then, that settles it. Guilty as sin. Thanks, Your
Honor. Wait, no, Mr. Spencer, no, I wasn't even there that night. You know, just tell him.
Tom, do you mean to tell me that you're questioning a survivor?
That's a bunch of pure baloney, and you know it! Don't I deserve a fair trial? It's supposed to be innocent to proven guilty, right? Black Lives Matter too now, you know?
Yes, at one moment in time, that may have been true, but now we have to believe all women, period. I'm sorry, Tom. There's nothing I can
Everyone,
do.
Everyone, be quiet!
Miss Fitch, come back! Don't let him do this to me!
Now, you're saying this man raped you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Guilty!
You know I didn't do it! The hand! Come on, Mr. Fitch! Let go! You don't have the authority to do this! What about jury my beard?
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. She said you did it. Brian! Next up! The People versus Clarence Thomas!
All right, so here's the thing. I saw in the chat people being like, but your boy stolen valor. He was in the military. His dad was in the Marines. Like, he exaggerated, and then he kept going. This is what I wanted to talk about with lies. And, yeah, it's gross. The grossest part isn't even what I'm talking about. The grossest part is how he lied to his friends and how he compounded the lie. And he allowed people to make hit piece after hit piece about me. Covering for Stolen Valor guy. He didn't let me in on the big secret, and I never looked. That's the thing about me, where someone's like, look at this proof. I'm like, I don't trust you. I trust my boy. And it's like, that's the part that's gross. I mean, this is how it all happened. It's like, it starts with one lie. You know, I was in the Marines, and then it's like, oh, four tours, and then you got to live with that lie. And then before you know it, you have to lie to keep the lie afloat. And then lie about another lie. And I was talking to the only person left, I'll just leave this person out of it, that still believes the guy, despite overwhelming evidence that he's lying. He's lied to me like five times this month since I've been aware of it. I was like... This person was like, don't talk about it on the stream tonight. He's having cancer treatments. I go, I don't even think he has cancer. And this person was like, how could you say that? I'm like, that's the problem with being a liar, is I don't trust a word out of your mouth once you're a liar. That's why you got to come clean. Guys, if I walk out of a store and forget to pay for like a drink, I go in and pay for it. This isn't because I'm a goody two shoes. It's like, if you lie to yourself, if you lie to your friends, if you look at people in the eye and say something that isn't true, there will come a time, and you don't come clean, there's going to come a time when nothing he says I believe. And this person is like, yeah, he's one of your best friends. I'm like, he lied about everything. So now I have to believe that he's a four active tour duty captain who has brain cancer that only seems to act up when people get mad at him. Guys, I gave him $3,500 to help fight his brain cancer. Like, I'm not a cruel person. If I trust you and I believe you, and he was like, yeah, the government won't pay for my brain cancer. And I'm like, I gave him, and this is 6 months ago. This is like, I was really pretty broke. I gave him all my money. Because I was like, you can't die on me. I love you. And now it's to the point where I'm like, I don't even know if he has cancer. It's like, he might. But see, that's the problem with being a liar. I have no idea. Trust is one of the most important things in the world. And like, so this is how it all came to light, is Crowder had him on, like, the team. I vouched for him. They came out and saw him in Dallas. Nimmer crushed. You know, Crowder's whole family was there. They all loved him. You know, and so he's on the team, he's writing, he's going in. It's like someone wrote to them and said, this dude, it was never a Marine. So, Crowder can't do what I do. He can't afford to just be like, I trust him, fuck it. He has employees, you know, he has like, he's so big that like, he can be attacked by everybody. And all he asked for is, he goes, just to get ahead of this thing, just send over your discharge papers. Not that I don't believe you. I just want this in ready to go in case people come at you. Like, Crowder has to not fuck up ever to toe the line that he has to toe in his world. And so Nimmer was like, yeah, I'll get it for you in a couple weeks. He's like, great, love it. Thanks, buddy. You know, trust, trust, trust. Never did. He told me he sent it over there. And then he recently said that he didn't because he saw that me and Crowder had a falling out. Me and Crowder never had a falling out. We were briefly mad at each other for 5 days in January. What happens with liars is they get so cornered and so desperate that they just start making up nonsense. I'm like, you said you sent it to him. And here's the thing about Crowder's whole team is they don't lie. They're like devout, full-blown Christians. Like, they're not in the lying business. And so when Crowder's so Crowder was like, I figured he was your boy, and I thought that me and you were on the outs, man, because I knew how loyal you were, and I didn't even know how to bring it up to you. Because then he found out, you know, Crowder did his own looking in. He's like, he's known for a while. And that caused tension with me and Crowder because I was viciously loyal with Eric. And like, but when you're committed to the truth, man, I can't serve two masters. It's like, it is what it is. And I said, I was like, this is horrifying. I wanted to vomit. I lost sleep. You know, I felt like a fool. But here's the thing. You can forgive yourself. Hang on. So just listen to this. Owen seems like a narcissist. Owen seems like a narcissist, but he's in a zone and completely the opposite. Oh, I thought you were talking shit. People call me narcissist when I'm like opening up about how like I've been betrayed. That was about to, I still want people to like Nimmer, but at the same time, it's like, don't trust him. I wanted to vomit. I wasn't sleeping. You know, he was present at both my son's births. Like, he was part of the birth of both my sons. He's been at my house. You know, he lied to me so much, and it caused so much. But here's the good thing that came from it. All those people that once said they were bears and like threatened me and was like, you're covering. How could you do this? I weren't going to kill you. I'm glad I know they're all terrible. This is the lesson to be learned here. And this is why I'm sharing it. And it is everyone's business. And I'll tell you why. Because there was someone who texted me today where they're like, yeah, they're coming at my work. These people are freaking out because I was defending Nimmer. And I go, listen, I think Nimmer might be lying. And this person goes, honey, I've known the whole time he's lying. And I'm like, what? All these people, like, they have my back so strongly that they were backing someone that everyone knew was a liar, apparently, except fucking me. And so it's very important that I publicly say, like, you don't need to defend someone who's lying for on my behalf. This is not a cult. This is not like one of those, like, we're not Joe Rogan. We don't not speak someone's name. We're not the left. We're not like, oh, no matter what, you toe the line, you know, never show weakness, never apologize. No, see, this is the thing is I'm sorry. I'm more sorry about how I treated Crowder. It's like, I'm not sorry about the Crowder thing. It's like, that's the beauty of being telling the truth and having honest intentions, even though, you know, you're fawn. You're a sinner. But like, I trusted someone. I can forgive myself because every step of the way I thought I was doing the right thing. And then, you know, let me just read one of the, this is the type of stuff. Like when people would write to me and say like, that fucking piece of shit, that I wouldn't even listen. I'm like, you got it. There's this one, like no one from his unit ever contacted me. Nobody. It was all bullshit. But like I would occasionally get, hang on. I would occasionally get letters from like Marines. This one guy said, you know, Barack Obama stole our valor when they made us fight illegal wars. He goes, your boy Nimmer's funny. I love that dude. Whether he served or not. And I could tell by the tone that he knew he didn't. He was like, he's a good man. He goes, our valor was stolen a long time ago. And much respect, man. Those were the emails that were making me be like, oh, shit. Because it wasn't mean. It wasn't coming from a place of like, like that toxic bullshit. Like this is another one. This is from one of the OG bears. Like good bears. I'm just leaving everyone's name out of it. It's just better for everyone. I know when you dance with me, things can get intense. That's why I pretty much just hang out with people that are just as crazy as me. Where is it? Oh, man. Hang on. I won't look too long. But it really encapsulates. Oh, yeah. So, okay. Hi, Owen. I'm talking to Ant right now. I independently emailed the USMC. They replied confirming Mr. Nimmer has never served on active duty as a member of the U.S. Marine Corps. He may have served as a member of the National Guard, but doesn't believe he would have had the requisite training, blah, blah, blah. Let alone four tours, let alone being captain. My this is what made me start being like, oh, man. My loyalty is to you, and I felt we needed certainty in absence of any statement from Eric. It's over. Eric lied. If uncovering the truth means I'm out, then I want to thank you for doing what you do. You've taught me so much. Much love from Ireland. I was like, man, something's up. And I was like, this person still thanked me for like what I've done, but was like, listen, if I'm out, I'm out. This is real. And so I've been tearing my brain apart. Amy doesn't believe him. Like, nobody that loves me believes him at all. And the fallout is just, it's just a very expensive lesson. And the reason I'm not mad at him, the reason I don't want vengeance, no one should, he's in his own hell. There's a reason I preach this shit every night where it's like, don't be your own God. Don't think you can distort reality. Don't do all this stuff. It's like, he had the world at his fingertips. I don't give a shit if he served in the Marines. He was a nice guy who had my back when I had to get on a plane to see my son's birth. During my other son, my wife was like bleeding out. Literally, he helped her get to the hospital, protected her, did all the paperwork, stood by her. Like, he's a good man. That's why life is so complicated. It's like he's in my family. And it's like, but when you lie like that, I can't work with you. I can't vouch for you. I do apologize to Crowder, like, sorry for vouching for him. And he was like, don't even sweat that at all, man. I love you. Like, how are you doing? It's like, that's why it's like he had the whole world at his fingertips. He had me. Like, as much as I'm persona non grata in Hollywood and people talk shit on, I'm like a big comedian. Like, I sell out theaters. He was my only opener that I was producing a special for. It's like, he had, you know, Crowder has like 3.5 million subscribers on YouTube. He was on the writing staff. He lost all of it over dumb lies. And it's worth sharing to you guys because I think the world is missing a lot of authenticity. And I think that this stream allows people to see like beginning, middle, and end of the roads and watch the changes, watch the decisions, watch what happens. Because a lot of people don't have ancestors or religion or institutions that were strong and good to like guide them on the path. It's like our societies are falling apart into nihilism and all this shit. It's like, so this is a lesson to learn. It's like, look at what you lose from these dumb lies. Because what happens is it gets so hard. It's a certain point to just say, hey, man, it was all a lie. Because then you think about all the conversations, all the lies within the lies, all the fake phone calls with army buddies. It's overwhelming. But I would have forgiven them. That's the whole thing. I have friends that have killed people. You just have to take the jump and be like, this is what happened. I'm sorry. Because when you lose trust, it's over. You know, me and Amy went through hell to get to where we are today. Hell. I just really hope you guys, that Nimmer stole my trust. Rogan did the same thing. He took the money. He took the sodomy. He took the DMT. And now he can't say the truth. And now, and he's watching his world just crumble around him. You know, and all his fans gave him so much shit about his last video that he's like, okay, I'm going to have Jack Dorsey on again. No one cares, Joe. Why don't you have on Alex Jones? Me. I wouldn't even do it anymore.
I wouldn't do Joe Rogan's show. I think it's gay. Laura Loomer, Gavin McGinnis. How about one of the people that Jack Dorsey silenced? I swear to God, I don't even think I'd go do Joe's show. I don't want to go to LA. It's disgusting. I don't want to sit in that stupid room ever again. I was telling Amy, I'm like, you know, we're watching Big Bang Theory, like it was a commercial. And because I watched the last quarter of the Super Bowl. I'm not watching that shit. The Superb Owl. Think about how fucked up that is. Super Bowl. Move the B over. Superb Owl. Anyway. And I'm friends with Kunal from Big Bang Theory. I haven't talked to him in a while, but he's a sweet kid. And he makes like $1.5 million an episode for that show. And I told my wife, and at first she was a little stunned, and then she realized I absolutely wasn't lying or even exaggerating. I go, I don't think I could do that for $1.5 million a week. I couldn't live in LA. I couldn't read all that, all the juice spells. I couldn't do that. Like, I couldn't go to our little parking spot in Warner Brothers. Like, I, you know, we shot right down the... I know that whole world. That sounds horrible. Now that I have enough to feed my gardening addiction, it's like I... The only thing that I want a ton of money for, and I'll, this is straight up, but it wouldn't be worth it to do that. If you have $10 million... You can pretty much become a citizen of any country if shit goes down. That's like the ultimate prepper thing. But like at the same time, I don't know how I get on a plane, you know, because New Zealand. So it's like if for some reason we get like nuked and like the water is all fucked up, I wouldn't mind owning a patch of land in another hemisphere. And if you have like 10 mil, you can literally just like any country's like, yeah. Hang on. I believe Nimmer is good, but got very lost. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think he's good. I think he can be good. What he did is horrible. He watched his what he considered his best friend and comedic mentor getting, like, just called a liar and shit on an attack. Like, there were people trying to fire his friends. And he never came clean. It's like, don't you think I could use that bit of info, Eric? Like, even when I had his back and I was like, did that whole stream where I'm like, I'll still forgive him. I was kind of talking to him a little. I'm like, I would still forgive him even if it was true. It's just he has to tell me. Like... The whole thing is the person has to go to you and face reality and say, hey, man, you know, like I called Crowder. I talked to him for 2 hours. We both got emotional. It's like you have to face people and be like, hey, man, what's up? And me and Crowder, it's like I was reacting to someone say the thing that I regret the most is it sounded like he didn't pay me much when in reality he insisted on paying me. And someone was saying that I did it for money and I was reacting to a chat. Like, that's the shit I regret. I never betrayed him. And I still felt like shit. You know? He's so generous, it's fucking insane. Like, when we did University of Michigan or whatever that was, Crowder took, like, almost no money. Paid everyone. Like, Crowder doesn't take... Crowder makes sure everybody's hooked up before him. He's not funded by a fucking caliphate like the Young Turks. I was responding that way, saying, like, I could make more Holland Brush. Saying, like, I believe in him was my whole point. And that got all cut up and used against him and all this shit. So I regret that. But my intention was never that. My intention was saying, because he doesn't take shit. Like, he's a modest fucking guy. He employs all these people. He's generous. He's as generous as you can ever imagine, a human being. But I was just trying to really make a hard point, you know, about that it wasn't for money, and it ended up sounding like I was talking shit, and it was and that's the type of shit. Does your $10 million to Denver International Airport? You've seen that artwork? Oh, I know. I don't need $10 million. I don't want to go to New Zealand. But that, like, that's where my mind is. Like money to me is like, you know, prepper type safety.
All right, let's talk about some other stuff. BB, I need a hard point. Let me know. Crowder seems humble. He's crazy humble. He's awesome. He's awesome. And he really helped me through this process. Because, I don't know, maybe the earth is flat. But listen, I was going down some of those rabbit holes because I was being betrayed in my life and I felt like everything was a lie around me. And a lot of it is a lie. But, like, I really knew I had to address some of these emotions when I was just going hard at the Jews every night. You know, I even told Delev that. I was like, listen, I either face this or I go at the Jews hard. You know, because every night I start thinking, like, oh, the Jews are so sneaky. And, you know, they are, but whatever. I was like, the sneaky Jews saying they're in the Marines. I don't know. How do you like the Truly Big Bear? I missed the claw, but, you know, I give it a shot. I just can't drink. Like, it's called Truly. That just sounds so fucking gay. All right. That's when the snows just started the other day. I just gotten a bunch of really good soil in the beds. George was barking at the plastic we put on our avocado trees because he thought they were ghosts. Faith Healer with millions of followers ran a sex slave farm and sold babies to highest bidder. By the way, that was Oprah and Bill Clinton's Faith Healer. He had baby farms. So, good luck with that. I'll do more about it another day. Check out Jamie Deluxe's video on it. Oprah said that she wanted to cry when she was around him because he was so beautiful. And they all went to Brazil. He murdered the women that would make the babies after 10 years. Yeah. I'm digging Brazil. Maybe I'll get a patch of land in Brazil. Bal Safario, whatever the fuck his name is, he is not playing around. He's not playing, yo. That dude's taking out sex. What's up? Oh, that'd be awesome. Thanks, love. Are you watching the stream? Huh? What'd you think of how I handled Nimmer?
I am very proud of you. I know it's not easy.
All right, thanks, baby. Tell the people how much I've been wrestling with this shit.
Oh, it's been really hard. He had said earlier that he's lost sleep, and I guess I'm not a fan. Yeah, he really has been losing sleep, because we both considered Eric such a close friend, so it was a really hard...
And how good was Eric when you were in the hospital and stuff?
He was amazing. Like, and that's the thing. It's like, I was like, oh, I can really see, you know, all of his experience coming into play here, because he was, like, so calm and collected, and... I was in Portland and I was bleeding out with my second pregnancy, and he got me to the hospital, kept Owen informed, like, so he's really
I got to the hospital, but I was on stage at the time.
Yeah.
I got there immediately after. It's not like I avoided the hospital, but I ain't gone.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm going to go back inside.
But isn't it complicated though? It's like, he's such a good person, yeah, but at the same time, it's like, how do you like trust someone with your like.
Yeah.
Career.
It's a really tough situation he put you in.
He doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah. That could change.
No. Nope.
You look very handsome, by the way. I like this look.
It's the end of the world look. Or the beginning of the world. Well, no, Brazil isn't fucking around. They're taking out pedos. Boom, boom, boom. I already forgave him. I've already forgiven Nimmer. I have. I think what he's doing is self-torture. I just can't. I couldn't not address it. I couldn't let people defend him when they know that he's lying and I didn't know he was lying. I've already defended him. I've already not defended him. I'm not defending him anymore. I've already forgiven him. But I can't call him a friend and I can't work with him. Unless something drastically changes. Unless he really makes amends. But I legitimately feel for him. All right. What do we got next? Oh, yeah, dude. Check out the greenhouse. The greenhouse is keeping everything toasty. This is a powerful meme. Child sacrifice, 1515 versus 2015. Being pro-choice isn't acceptable anymore, by the way. Just to let you guys know, now that they're going full term, I used to be able to be like kind of friends with pro-choice people. Not anymore. Now that they're going full term, I can't even I know that abortion's murder, but some people haven't had a child or really thought it through. Now that they're going full term, if someone's aware that there's full term abortions happening, like dilation, cracking, poisoning, selling of parts, it's like that's way worse than stolen valor. Like believing, like being pro-choice. Think about how many people in your life are pro-choice. Put that on the moral scale between like lying and saying you're actually a warrior when you're not really a warrior versus killing babies. All right. Media Matters is coming at the bear pretty hot today. That's the thing, is I can't live in a world of lies and deception and I'm my own God and stuff, or I would crumble. I'm attacked all the time. Imagine if I didn't trust my instincts. Imagine if I didn't have a core. Imagine if I didn't have morality. Oh, God. I mean, I would be done. PragerU YouTube video features bigoted conspiracy theorist Owen Benjamin. Benjamin says racial and homophobic slurs are hilarious, like nigger, kike, spick. Yeah, I think they're great. Faggot's a great one. The guy who owns Media Matters is a faggot married to James Delafont. The guy who owns Comet Pizza, who sold all those kids into sex slavery, that's this guy's husband. They're both sodomites. Yeah. So when they say, oh, he thinks it's they're two faggot sodomites who butt fuck each other, and one of them sell like the pizza shop, Pizzagate, that's his husband. Husband. They're gay sodomites. Anyway, conspiracy theorists. Yeah, I got a conspiracy. Your husband sells children for sex. After going on a weird rant about the genitalia of Parkland shooting survivor. Yeah, I said that if he doesn't have, if he can't grow ball hair, he can't tell me not to own a gun. Everyone knows that's what I meant. And so Media Matters puts that out. So that's the big left-wing hit shit, you know, coming at me. And one of the funniest part is I like Dennis Prager. I like PragerU. I disagree with some of his politics. Like, I don't think we should give any money to Israel until we get our shit in check. Like, I don't like that it seems like sometimes he's like, it's everybody. Because 90% of the shit he says is awesome. And then every now and then he's like, and America is for everyone. And we got to, like, give our money to Israel. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. But I see that's a guy who isn't evil. He's good, but I disagree with his politics. Anyway, they aren't married, BB. Well, whatever. I'll look it up. I'd love if they sued me. They can sue me. I don't know if the courts are even going to be functioning in a few years. And I got my list. You guys have your lists? I got lists. Media Matters. Oh my God. It's hilarious. Conspiracy theorist. I got a conspiracy. James Delafonte sells kids for sex. So, yeah, I'll play you guys the new PragerU video I did for them. It was pre-mustache. I shot it with them probably like 9 months ago, but they finally put it out because they probably realized that, the toe is losing and the big bear is crushing. So, I have 30,000 thumbs ups, 905 thumbs downs. To compare that with Joe the Toe, he has 8,400 thumbs ups, 54,000 thumbs downs. Realize if that was any other time in history, that would be a mob of people calling for his death. Yeah, he's lost the people. He's not a leader anymore. Gavin texted me. I'm in Alabama to fight a lawsuit against the SPLC. DefendGavin.com. Hit up DefendGavin.com. There's still some fight in that Alabama-Canadian snake. I love Gavin McGinnis. I've become very close with him. All right, so here's the new PragerU video, and then we'll discuss it. This is pre-mustache, and I'm honestly less tolerant than I was when I wrote this video. Like, liberals to me now, I'm like, fuck off. But you'll see.
Do you and I share the same goals?
It's a good message.
If we do, we can disagree. Even strongly disagree.
Listen, this is still a valid message. I still believe in all of it. It's just liberal has now pretty much become leftist.
And still have a productive discussion. We might even reach a compromise. But if we don't share the same goals, then what? Then, rhetorically speaking, we're at war. And only one side can win. Let me explain. My parents and brother lean more to the liberal side of the political spectrum than I do. We argue, we slightly nudge each other, we change opinions a little bit, and then we go back to Scrabble. They were very upset when President Trump withdrew from the Paris Climate Accords. I was happy. We argued about it, but it was all good because we share the same goals. We all want clean air and water for our children. We all want to develop clean energy. We want America's economy to prosper. We want to be less reliant on fossil fuels. I thought the Accords were a bad deal for America. The best way to lower carbon emissions, in my opinion, is to let the free market and American ingenuity loose on the problem. They, in contrast, think the government needs to step in, fund the research, and keep the corporations in line. Doesn't matter, because we have the same goal, a healthy planet. We also disagree on gun control. My brother's a little more with me, but my dad wants a lot more regulation because he wants fewer school shootings. So do I. So does my brother. But I believe if a potential killer knew he'd encounter teachers and administrators well-trained in the use of weapons, we'd have less shootings. Different solutions, shared goal. I've always thought this is how America is supposed to work. Liberals and conservatives respectfully arguing over the best solution to a shared goal. But now there's a third party in the game, the left. And they're changing the rules. When I was growing up, the left was on the fringe.
Just real quick, someone just said something hysterical. Well, one person said weak mustache. I didn't ban him, but I was furious. Another person said video lagging, banned. Someone just said, imagine how powerful this video would have been if it was post-mustache. Ah!
But now they've moved into the mainstream. They've pretty much taken over our educational system. They're in the media, in corporate HR departments, and more, sad to say, in the Democratic Party. The left doesn't share the same goals that liberals and conservatives do. They have a whole different set of goals. Let me give you some examples. Raising kids without a gender identity or encouraging them to question their sexual identity, this to me is a form of child abuse. I don't care who's doing it, parents, teachers, doctors. Their goal is not my goal. Here's another one. Demonizing white people and males for the world's problems is not part of my value system. There is no shared goal in that. I believe in merit and character over race. But now it's cool to say that white males have done all the bad things in the world. I have two little boys. I get angry just thinking about people telling them they're responsible for racism and sexism. Beautiful little children who just dance in the kitchen and smile. So that's not a shared goal. Here's the third example. People can differ about how many legal immigrants America should allow into the country. But when it comes to whether America should have open borders, well, there's no shared goal there. A country with open borders ceases to be a distinct country. And I want America to remain America. All these ideas, and I could give you a dozen more, are coming from the left. They want to turn the history of Western civilization, of America, a history I'm very proud of, into a highlight reel of human errors. These ideas threaten everything I cherish, my family, my community, my country. And what does the left offer in its place? Nothing constructive that I can see. What are their goals? Kids with no clear sexual identity, groupthink based on race, gender, class, no national pride or borders. Are you okay with that? My issue is not with liberals like my brother and my dad and a lot of my friends. We can argue until the cows come home. My issue is with the left because we don't share goals. This war of goals isn't coming. It's here. You need to decide which side you're on, the liberals and conservative side or the lefts. Your future depends on it. I'm Owen Benjamin for Prager University. Thank you for watching this video. To help keep PragerU videos free, please consider making a tax deductible.
It was a strong video. I like my message. Although since then I've realized that America is pretty much for one type of white person and the Nimmers need to get the fuck out of this. See, I'm not going to let this whole situation become racial. Because it's easy for me to be like, the blacks are liars. Because, you know, the black in my life lied more than... It's all right. It's not all blacks. It's most of them. All right. So, here is the funniest joke I've ever written, apparently. And I've been at this a long time. Check this out. And it was actually Amy that came up with the joke idea. Let me find it. Wait for it.
Your mustache is taking on a life of its own.
This was Amy's idea, and it's getting more laughs in the house than anything I've ever done. Nothing I've ever done has gotten more laughs than the googly eyes on the mustache. I mean, it's killing right now.
All right, so just putting googly eyes on my mustache. I got a little bit of my son laughing, but like he was dying laughing for like 20 minutes. And he's a tough audience sometimes, you know? And he was like looking at the, I go like this and the googly eyes would bounce around and he'd be like, ah, ha, ha. And he would laugh so hard that he was throwing himself into the couch and into chairs because he was like, the mustache has eyes. Oh, I came up with a new character, by the way. It's called the, hey, Georgie. It's called the Chinese comedy critic. It goes, aw, you no funny. You no funny with your words. You no funny. You no make joke. I like when fat girl fall downstairs or man get hit in testicle. You no funny. What you do no funny. I think it funny when big sound fought or... fall downstairs with testicle, fly wife testicle. You know funny. I know funny. You know funny. I think it funny when Amy Schumer, that big fat whale, talks about vagina then fall downstairs. That funny. You know funny. With your piano. Piano no fun. No funny. It work. You play piano all day. Every day I hit your hand. Suzuki method. All right. So this is... Okay, dogs and kids are having the best time. Watch George. Watch how fast George... Like, George is blinding. You barely see him. I had to put a filter on this just so you see George run around. Watch this. See George? Where's he, George?
George is, I don't know where, he just looks like a flash just blinding by.
Oh, you'll see George again. You'll see George again. You see George?
George is just blinding around. He's going so fast. And now Walter's on board. He's running fast now, too. Everybody's just cruising.
You got any more Georges?
Walter's having a hard time getting up.
Yeah, so Walter was having a really good
time. We're about to see the flash again.
Hang on, where's the flash? There's the flash. So Walter was having a blast on the trampoline. But then when he'd fall down, it would take him like a half hour to get back up. All right. Let's check out a little more. So I was looking for one of my old videos because I was thinking about liars. And so I got Wig Thieves. I did it with Nick Swartzen and the dude from Avatar. And I found another one that I'll play for you guys. This is old shit, man.